what they call the power of death. That's when the devil likes it. When God does like this, you know what I mean? Just remove his hands. The devil say, okay, we'll worship you later, but right now, let's do some work. They ate that guy up in a week. And they say, I'm a man. So nobody, don't open your mouth and talk some kind of nonsense. As I said, every day when you see food, look at the food, use it to enter into the throne room. You know what I'm saying? Say, Lord, we worship you. Now, birthday cake, oh. Now free, but now you. Are you getting my point? No, that's how it is. That's how it is. All right? Very important to understand that. So, you will enter into that office. Let me get back to it. What is being decided now is how well will you do there? There are temptations. Many people go and complaining. These politicians, can you imagine? Listen. Most Christians today, if God puts them in the kind of political office we have in Nigeria, they will steal. Not because they are bad people, but because the temptation is heavy. And they have not been prayed up and built up to the level to carry it. I may say that, I won't take money. I will never be bribed. That is true. I'm on your side. Don't you know that? But what about when they cock a gun? You didn't think about that? Oh, you think everybody stealing money wants to steal? There was one election in Nigeria. There was an electoral officer who was a woman. She was there. That was before the days of Jega. All right? She came. When they presented the result for her to read, she refused. You remember the story?
Yes.
The woman said, no. This is wrong. This was not what happened. But the powerful destroying people there, they had the power. They said, the woman ran away. They fished her out a day or two later. And she came on TV and read the report she had sworn publicly she wouldn't read out. I was talking to somebody who knew these people very well. She said, I know those people. They are very wicked. They may have threatened her children. You think it's a joke? He said, I know those people. That essentially, they are not normal people. One day, one man was killed in one state, which all of you can see the direction I'm pointing, but the people watching, listening on radio cannot hear. That state, that side. The man was killed on the road. The big man, big, because he criticized the chief executive that time. That's what they said. And one day I was in my office. Some people came and said that they are representatives of so and so. They wanted me to come and do the autopsy. So I said, all right, no problem. So they were very happy that I agreed. I did not know that they had been looking for who would agree. They finally found a Mugun that we agree. Everybody agreed. I didn't know. So the guy was very happy. That, so how much am I going to charge them for the professional, that my, as my professional fees? I said, oh, no problem, but that they should please let me talk to that. It's a bit far away from me. I was relatively new in town then. Now, let me talk to somebody who's senior to me, who's more experienced, and that he and I, it was a senior person, will come and do it. So one day I saw my big guy. Good afternoon, sir. He said, so and so, as things happen. He said, what do they want? Me, go and do authority for those mad people. He said, those people are criminal. No, when he finished, he said, we're not going anywhere. You are not going anywhere. That's like this boy. Let me just tell you, these people are not imam. He said, look, let them go far away and go and bring a pathologist from Lagos. That one will be safe. He said, we live too close to those people. They are not normal imam beings. So the man called me back the following day and said, okay, hey. So, what did I say? I said, okay, I'm not vexed. Eh? My oga at the top said... I could almost see his face over the phone. He was alarmed, like, yeah, they have gotten these people too. I said, please, oh, thank you very much. They said, only fools rushing into where angels fear to tread. Thank you very much. I'm not going. I'm not really having an issue here. Those are the kind of deals you meet at the top there. Don't think it's only bribery. That's what I'm trying to explain. The man who refused was not because he felt he would be bribed. He just said, hey, please, I want to sleep in peace. I want to sleep in peace. And there are people who are in powerful offices. Look at your scripture itself, Daniel. Do you know they used bribery for Daniel before? Yes, it didn't work. They used all kinds of, it didn't work. Finally, they said, listen, let's do something else. Everybody, you must pray to no other God but this one. What am I saying, all of these things? You will enter into political office one day, amen? You will enter into a powerful position one day, amen?
Amen.
And the temptations there will not be withdrawn because you are coming and you are a child of God. No. The temptations are going to be there. But Jesus said, pray. Pray. That you will not fall for that temptation. That's what the man said, enter into it. Pray that that temptation will not make you. I mean, listen, Jesus said, for this, go and that John chapter 12 very well. He said, will I say, Father, deliver me from this hour? Which is the very reason I lift up to this hour. But when he saw that hour, he too ran into the garden. If Jesus can run into something, you should know that thing is not an easy deal. But he didn't go there to hide. He went there to do what? To pray. And that's what I'm teaching again. We talk about prayer and personal purification. If you get to that place, and you fail God because all these years, I've thought about it. Kingdom World Ministries, from this place I'm standing, for over 10 years, I've been here almost every Saturday. Apart from December, that we're always closed. Like 7 years ago, I added Tuesdays. No, before that, we added Mondays to it. Saying the same things again and again and again. I ask myself, for what purpose? It's simple. Because God is preparing that man, that woman I just referred to, with the strength to hold up when he gets to that particular position. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. That I have to appoint someone, one of them, a chief executive of a state. And the reputation will be like that of Daniel. People often think that it's because the people don't mind them. They like money too much. No, hear the word of God today. A lot of people didn't go there liking money. It's called temptation. For Jesus to tell you, pray that you don't enter into it. Ah! Something must be up. Something powerful is there to be faced. But I'm not going to magnify the problem. I'm not going to magnify the solution. Which is simple, he said, pray. The hardest thing any man ever faced on this earth was a cross. It was hard. That was the greatest temptation. And the temptation of Jesus was not, you know, some people say that, hey, temptation is to collect money and go and put it in the bank. That's a different one. Temptation of Jesus was simple to fall for. It's just to say, I'm not doing. I don't know whether I get my point. That was his own temptation. To just say, I'm not doing. So just insist that, Father, you will send 12 legions right now and I'm going to destroy all these attacking enemies. Good prayer. Which we pray every day in church. And we feel very righteous and holy. That's all. His own temptation was not, how many babes they bring. It's not like that. His own was just to say, I'm not doing. No, think about it. They want to send you on mission right now. You belong to a mission environment. And I say that God said we should send you to Maiduguri. In 2013, when Boko Haram just finished killing about 30 children in his school, it is when they now said that you have, then they call you in church, kneel down. You will go forth and preach the gospel of deliverance where in Maiduguri. Those are the times you volunteer to go to Brazil, the Amazon jungle. Because it's safer. You are no longer afraid of dengue fever. No, you are an African. I mean, we can't fever, you know. If I, now we the bite mosquito, you know this one. So, it's white man that's afraid of dengue fever, you know that kind of thing. For African, you know, my mosquito will bite you. When they fly, you collect it and suck your blood back. What is nonsense is this? That is when people start volunteering for dangerous assignments. Because the danger on this side is serious. that was the kind of temptation Jesus faced. You know, it's not a temptation of we are being tempted. You know what I'm trying to say? It was simply to say, I won't do. It's too difficult. It was simply to say, we are going to battle. No, I'm not going. That was the temptation. That it was very easy to fall for. Very easy. Nobody was offering him money. Just say, I'm not doing. That is, if he just sat down there and said, Lord, Father, I'm sorry. This is too tough. Let's find another way. Let's join politics. They will campaign for us. They will vote for us. We'll save the world that way. That's it. He will have fallen for it. That is, so as not to do that, he went in to go and pray. Are you getting my point? That was the hardest temptation because the way out was extremely easy. I'm going to explain. So what will you and I do therefore? Is to use the same weapon. We're talking about prayer and personal purification. That's what prayer is used for. So the day they announce to you, you are going to enter that office. You know the time to phone your friends over you down here. We don't make them. So at last, all those prophetic words that Pastor Banky was giving that time, we thank God, right now, it's beginning to manifest as a man that's about to be destroyed. Are you getting my point? Trouble don't start with that. That is wahala. That problem is about to commence. What should the fellow rather do? You run down to church or your closet, wherever it is, bury your head somewhere and say, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. That's what we are talking about. That's what Christians use prayer for. Now, all the enemies that say, I won't succeed, listen, they cannot say, anybody can say what he likes. It won't have any effect on you. You understand what I'm trying to emphasize there? So don't focus on them. I know some people are jealous. They believe that this position is for them. But God has said, therefore, all those jealous people will begin to attack them right now. Wherever their arrow is being fired from, we will. You know, see, a lot of Pentecostal prayers is madness. I'm telling you. No, really. But it sounds so, and you get at the church, Holy Ghost fire, anywhere they're firing, or from that position, I will never lose it. Satan, you're looking, don't worry, I don't find any arrow, I'm going to offer you food. How did Esau lose his position? Did they fire any arrow? No begrudge. Oh boy, you go chop. Say, oh boy, yeah, I'm really hungry, man. Let's have something. Wait. Nothing leaves God's hands until something leaves your own. You know, Jacob must have been a Pentecostal. Nothing leaves God's hands until something leaves your own. He just said, no problem. What do you want me to sow? You will sow your best rights and reap this plate of food. While they were praying against enemies firing arrows, they were eating the food that the enemy is using to buy their destiny. I say it again. Most of these Pentecostal prayer we pray these days, they are prayers of ignorance, prayers of stupidity. I'm telling you the truth. They are going into a position that God appointed you in. And you are telling me that one arrow they are shooting from the village will knock you off that position. It's a lie. What did I say? It's impossible. You think arrows don't respect? Arrows, spiritual arrows, they have respect too. There are some arrows, when you shoot them, they don't know. They were shot. They are going, when they get to your house, they say, no problem. They go divert like this, cross your house, then go back to where they were really original, back to sender. And you don't have to know. Let me say, this is a matter of fact. Many people have died for your sake. And you are not aware. And like I said, you even went to the funeral and you cried. So don't worry about it. What did I say? Just don't worry about it. The one you should, in quote, worry about are the temptations that position brings. That's what you should worry about. In quote now, worry. It is the temptations that position brings. That's the one you have to be concerned about. Not the enemies that don't like you, people who want to conspire against you. Don't worry. There are scriptures that handle that. They will gather. It's not because of me. Anyone that gathers will scatter. because of you. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. These are the scriptures that are used, God has used to surround you. The angels around you, they hear it all the time. If you are not sure, repeat it once in a while, they hear it again. So don't worry about it. The real worry is the temptations that position brings. That is the real worry. And that one is tackled by, you see, let me say something to you about prayer again. It's simple. What did I say? It's very simple. Somebody asked me, I think I said last time, say, please, I don't know how to pray. I say, what, say whatever you want to say. Anyhow, anytime, any way, just say it in the name of Jesus and say it to the Lord. Just say it to God, the Father, in the name of Jesus, and that's it. What I mean by simple is this. Lord, I'm going to this office. These are the temptations I've identified. Let me not fall for them in the name of Jesus. Is that simple? Is that simple? But it has to be said. 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 No, just let's take our example of the Lord Jesus Christ. He entered into the garden. This is the will of God. This is not the will of God. This is the one I want to do, the one that's not the will of God. Therefore, my prayer is, let thy will be done. Is that not simple? He said it, and came out. When he began to hear the rumbling of the soldiers coming, he said, no, I'm not ready. He went back inside. And he warned those ones, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He said, oh, wake up. Peter, poor Peter, is the one everybody talks about. But you must understand that God leaves those things to give the rest of us, let me say, just for somebody for us to learn the lesson from his life. Peter was not the only one who denied Jesus Christ. What happened was that he was the one that bragged. I'm a man. I can't deny you. So he became the example. That was what happened. The rest of them, did they find them? Have you watched Passion of the Christ? You saw the way everybody disappeared. I think one guy left his room. Hold the room. And he disappeared. According to Bishop Oedipo, those robes were the same type that Jesus was wearing. How did he know? He said that's why they needed Judas to identify him, that they all the same dress. Now that's not scripture, that's just a way of talking. So the man left the road, take it, I don't want. That's how everybody, including John, who Jesus loved. But poor Peter is what they call a scapegoat. For you and I to learn, that was our scapegoat. And he volunteered for the scapegoatism, you know, because he went and opened his mouth. He said, wait. Don't mind John, I never trusted him. He's a small boy. He can run. But I am not going to run. But I said, no problem. So, you will be a very good example. You will deny me. Now, you are getting my point? That is, all of them ran. Because you must understand, Jesus said, can't you just pray with me for an hour? Pray that you don't fall into temptation. That's what he said. That is, if they had bothered to do what he did, they would not have run. They would have all escorted him to the cross. They would have all gone and said, yeah, crucify us too. The soldiers would have had to say, go away, we don't want you people. You people are not important. When he's dead, all of you are gone. You know, that's what they would not have been the one to run. Listen, when you see life, it has temptations. So what you do is pray that you do not fall for the temptations. What am I going to explain? That's what Christians use prayers for. One major thing. We declare the word of God for our environment. In fact, I heard somebody, I don't want to get carried away into that anyway, just now, but maybe we'll come back to it later. Talking about prayer, very simple. I'll listen to Corey Blake. He mentioned the fact that he used to see Lester Sumrall pray. And when I heard that, that was impressed me. The man just come out and point. And what I like about it is the simplicity of it. He just said, the rebellion in Congo we seize. That president is a good man. He will remain. That's prayer. That's it. That's prayer. The man is in the U.S. He's praying for a mission field in Africa, in Central Africa. And you say, you look at the map and say, the rebellion in Congo will cease. the president will remain. He's a good man. I say, oh, God. You know, I tell Pentecostals, oh, God, we get a problem. We need to repent. If not us. the witches are in the Congo. Holy Ghost fire. He said, simple, the man, and he's pacing up and down every morning. Come out 4 a.m. and be declaring things. That's why I tell you, be careful. Many of us, we nullify the real prayers we're supposed to pray, thinking that it's when we gather down, that's when we are praying. The real prayer is when we're saying, don't mind this. Don't mind. We're going to cut away this northern Nigeria we. Who, I don't know who they we are, but just talking nonsense. Instead of you to say, the insurgency in Borno State we cease in the name of Jesus. Because it is he that makes wars to cease. We claim that land for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are saying missions we pour in there after now. That every inch of that land will be the land of the Lord Jesus Christ. That simple time. Not, you know, when you talk, you know, it's good. In fact, don't raise your voice these days. You know why? You will not be able to separate that your prayer life from a normal life. But now that you are always fighting, that's why you can separate when you are praying from when you are living. Because prayer time, you don't go wear gloves. So once you remove your gloves and you come out, you now join the normal guys. Are you getting my point? Wreck all the prayers you prayed with normal talk. And if you're among those who watch too much football in front of big screen in, drinking joints, you don't talk nonsense after they give you one bottle of Gouda. I hope you don't go there in Jesus' name. People destroy their prayers because they think it's when we are doing that is prayer. When we are living normally is not prayer. No. What I'm trying to emphasize is that when we are living normally, that is real prayer going on. That is real prayer going on. That's when we can be declaring things. I said that man will look and say the rebellion in Congo we cease. And his early morning is praying. He's just talking. And I'm saying to you, that's how you pray for Nigeria also. Say power will be constant. Not like, you know, a wish. It's a, you know, a declaration, you know. We are commanding it. God said it being a light. Be. It wasn't light. Light for good, though. Kai. See us everywhere dark. No. Which is what we do a lot of times. That is, we look at the situation, declare what we want in the midst of darkness. We look at light, say, light. Power in Nigeria. It will be constant. It's not wishing. Someone will not say to you, do you know what's going on? Say, I don't care. I am telling the going on to conform with what I am saying. That's what prayer is. When you're doing intercessory prayer for a country. In fact, henceforth, for the Church of God in Nigeria, I pray like that. Say, truth is all we are going to preach. All this money-raising gospel will come to an end. And you're not wishing it. You are saying it. You are saying it. All this starting of churches so the pastor can eat will come to an end. No, it's important. And I was listening to Corey Blake. He really made me laugh. He said, the Bible says that I'm young and I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. But his children beg bread unless they're on Christian television. It's not me, it's Corey Blake. The thing made me laugh. You know, it made me laugh because I just wrote a message to my brethren, you know, just like an hour before I listened to that message. And exactly what I was saying. I just referred to two Christian TV networks. I said, look at that, you know, our brethren just be begging, you know, begging everything, beg. It's not even the begging that's the issue. The begging is okay with me. What offends me is the twisting of, you know, coming with all kinds of... In fact, one brother made a joke. He said, on 7th of July, said today is the 7th day of the 7th month. So you plant the 7 multiplied by 7 seed. So I'd give 77 naira. I said, this is old gist. I said, I don't hear that one before. He was just making a joke about it. I said, one said that once it's 7, you put... That's 77 naira, and so $77 or 770 or 7,700, you know, those kind of things. So my brother was just talking about it. So I just finished talking about that, and I entered my car, put on my message. I began to listen. Corey Blake now said, I've never seen, I'm young and I'm old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a children beg bread unless they're on Christian television. Really, I had to laugh. Oh God, it was so fun. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. So when you are praying for the body of Christ, that's what I'm going to make. When you're praying for the body of Christ, start declaring that certain things will come to an end. I mean, you know, all these people that lie in the name of Jesus Christ, I go and buy suit, they are not born again, they don't believe in Christ, confuse the whole world. Say anybody like that, whether I know them or not, their church will close. I mean, you're just declaring, you don't know anybody, nobody, nothing personal, you're just talking. Anybody who lies in the name of the Lord, the church will close. Say, truth will prevail. Truth will prevail. Say, God, you said in your word, you will give us pastors after your heart who will feed us with knowledge and with understanding. Therefore, we receive knowledge. We say knowledge will prevail. Understanding will prevail. Truth will be all over the place because he said violence on this earth will not cease until the earth is filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the seas. It's important you pray it, otherwise it will not happen. And the first place we must fill with truth is the church of Christ. It is from there. You must understand. It's when the temple is full of water. Are you getting my point? You now start seeping out through the doors and start going in different directions. Unless we, the body of Christ, are full of truth. Enugu is dead. Nigeria is dead. Africa is dead. Because it is from inside us that the thing will flow out. Out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. And if that water is bitter, like the Bible says, how is it going to bless anybody? You must understand that belly now in this context is talking about the body of Christ, out of inside the body of Christ. So we can't afford to have lies and jokes inside there. We can't. I mean, the other day my brother and I were chatting that we turn church now to show. Which according to Kenneth Hagin is when the power is lacking. We have to keep ourselves entertained. When there's no anointing, as I find a lot of musicians in Nigeria, they ain't born again. But Christian music sells. This is what I'm trying to make, all right? That we have to prophesy like that over the body of Christ. It is from here that is amongst us, we, the church of God, that is where truth will come out. And we have to just keep declaring it like that. And it will now flow into everywhere around. That is what will end violence in the land. At the same time, we start prophesying over this country. I mean, people are coming, I don't know what's going on. Nigeria has a bad maintenance culture. Listen, your own is that our maintenance culture will become new. You're not wishing. That's what people don't understand. They start trying to explain away why you don't know what you are saying. They don't know that you are not trying to say, this darkness, you know, according to the laws of evolution, there will soon be a big bang, and then the bang will now become, you know, depending on the level of the banginess of the bang, according to, what is his name? Ravi Zacharias, that light might come out. No. We are sitting in the midst of darkness. If our words enter, light will come out. So we say to darkness, light, be. And that's what God did. And there was light. We're not trying to predict the natural occurrence of things. We're determining the things that will occur. Please, I hope you've gotten my point. My main message for today is about prayer and personal purification. That other one was just, I wanted to go, next time I'll go into it, the issue of praying for understanding. It's very important. You know, I say this all the time. I say, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. I shall live means that I will acquire life. I will know how to come out of death. Death situations. Are you getting my point? My business might be dead. That is what God is saying, that I have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. What I'm lacking is understanding. That if you give me understanding, I will resurrect. My marriage has been like this, upside down, up and down, up and down, up and down. He said, what you lack is understanding. You don't need counsel from all kinds of funny human beings all over the place. What you need is understanding from the word of God. That is, the only way you will do what is right is if you have understanding. We'll talk about that next time. So, the prayer in that regard is for understanding. Anyway, let me not start now. I think we should close. I hope you are blessed today. Right, if you were, rise to your feet. Let's just declare the word of God as we close. Let's just declare, first of all, let's give God thanks for our lives. Everybody just begin to thank God. Say, Father, I thank you because I have passed out of death and I have passed into life by the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because all things have passed away. Let's just say it together. Say, Lord, I thank you because I have passed out of death and I have passed into life. Say it, I have passed out of death and I have passed into life by the power of the blood of Jesus. Say it, I have been washed, I have been cleansed, now I am clean. I have been made righteous by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, the Holy Spirit dwells in me. The Holy Spirit dwells in me and is renewing my mortal body. Say, in Christ Jesus, I have life. Say what Jesus said. Say, I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of this nation. I bring forth truth into my environment. I am the salt of this nation. I command life into the environment. Let's begin to speak, right? Let's speak about this to Nigeria. Say, in the name of Jesus, violence we cease. In the name of Jesus, the insurgency in the north we cease. In the name of Jesus, the crisis in the university will come to an end. For those who don't know, ASUU is on strike currently, all right? I don't know whether it's a warning strike, whatever, but you know, it's things like that have been happening. Say, in the name of Jesus, the crisis in the petroleum sector will come to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak to this darkness. We say, light, come out of it. Say, light be. Light be. We possess every corner of this nation for the Lord Jesus Christ. We say, anyone that says Jesus is not the Son of God, his mouth will be closed. His power will be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and everything it contains. This nation, the land, the people, they belong to the Lord. And the Lord, the Father, the Father has given all power to the Son. Therefore, we declare in the name of Jesus that every corner of this nation, we possess it for the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, the gospel of Jesus, we go into every corner of this nation. It will destroy every hindrance. It will destroy every obstacle in its path in the name of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ will prosper in this nation. We declare it so in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray for the body of Christ. Just declare a few words. Say, in the name of Jesus, truth will flourish in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, truth will flourish in the body of Christ. We decree it so in the name of Jesus Christ, that according to the word of God, we receive pastors after his own heart, who will feed his people with knowledge and with understanding. Please say that thing like you believe it. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, on behalf of the body of Christ, I receive anointed ministers after the heart of God, who will feed us with knowledge and with understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask the Lord to close the mouth of every lying prophet and remove their platform in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree that truth will prevail. Truth will prevail. Truth will prevail in the body of Christ. And we will become the light that we are supposed to be. To shine over the whole world. And preserve the earth. In the name of Jesus. Let's just wave our hands and give the Lord thanks. Let's just wave our hands and give him thanks. Say, Lord, we worship you. We give you thanks. We worship you. We give you thanks. We worship you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. So just put up your right hand. I declare to you that goodness is with you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mercy will not depart from you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Failure has departed from your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Poverty is not your friend.
Amen.
I said poverty is not your friend.
Amen.
Lack is not with you.
Amen.
I command the favor of God to manifest in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Peace be upon you.
Amen.
When you get home, put your hand on anything you like and say to it, peace be upon that thing. If it's a sick person, that fellow will get well in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If it's something in your house, your machine, your car, something that's malfunctioning, repair will come to it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I know what I'm saying. I'm not joking about it. God will bring insight. God will miraculously just bring you one mechanic that just has understanding. I pray that, no, that prayer point, I gave it to you because I prayed it a few weeks ago for my wife's car. And God answered it over the next few days. Such will be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Put that hand on anything. If it's your body, put it there. Put it over your chest, your heart, wherever it is. Say, peace be upon you. And the power of God will go in there and life will turn around that situation in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Surely, God's goodness and his mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall abide in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Cheer up, brethren.